Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Santa here. Now, I realize that Black Friday's a little early to hear from me, especially since everyone hasn't even finished eating their turkey and stuffing yet. Well, here's a little secret that Santa just heard flying around the workshop. The elves were telling me that if you get to your Ford dealer right now during the Ford Black Friday sales event, you'll get unbelievable deals on lots of great Ford vehicles. Oh, boy. So, now you can get a new Ford car, truck, or SUV, and you don't even have to wait until Christmas. Jumpin' Rudolph. But you better get in your sleigh right now and get to your Ford dealer today, because the Ford Black Friday sales event ends December 1st, Cyber Monday. Ho, ho, ho!
Now get big savings for the holidays when you visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer during the Ford Black Friday sales event. Hurry in by December 1st to get the best deals on a great selection of fuel-efficient cars, trucks, and SUVs. For more information and to check inventory, visit OklahomaFord.com, the best in Oklahoma.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures here as they finished yesterday. And, once again, a pretty nice day as the livestock futures were mostly positive at the close yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We continue to push this cattle complex to the upside. The entire complex closed positive yesterday. We saw the December, February, April, and June live cattle all make new all-time record highs yesterday. Feeder cattle had upside but was unable to make any record highs yesterday. We saw choice box beef down 9 cents. Select boxes were up 18. Had a decent movement again of 150 lows. Cattle slaughter picked up a little bit yesterday at 113,000 head. Cash feeder index was lower by 48 cents. And we saw lean hogs yesterday close positive for the fourth straight session. Well, December cattle closed $1.90 higher yesterday. January feeders were up 85 cents, and December lean hogs 60 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at the grain futures after the close yesterday, and it was a nice day for the grains across the board.
Yes, it was. We started off with some mixed trading taking place yesterday, but the wheat, corn, and soybeans all ended up closing on a positive note. Fund buying was very evident yesterday as it continued to be one of the main catalysts pushing this market to the upside. As far as fresh news goes to go along with higher trade, it did not exist this morning. Now, we also will see today the November soybean futures expire, and this morning we also will see our weekly export sales. They are a day late due to Tuesday's holiday. Now, trading overnight was mixed at times, but is currently on the negative side. December KC wheat's down 3.5 cents. December corn down 3 cents. January soybeans are trading 12 and a quarter lower. December cotton's up 30 points. December crude oil, 17 cents higher. December dollar index is up now 40 cents. And December Dow Jones futures, 8 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to visiting with you on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. And that's going to do it for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.